WTIC News Talk 1080. Corey Myers sitting in for Brian Shackman this morning. With all this heat and the sun that we had this past week and, you know, more of it coming up this summer, there is just so much conflicting information out there, at least for me. What kind of sunscreen should we use? What kind of SPF should it be? Does it have to have certain ingredients? Do we have to wear it every day? Do we have to get checked? So I thought, you know what? Enough of this. Let's get an expert on. So please very much welcome to the show, Dr. Dean George, Medical Director of Cutaneous Oncology at Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. We just get inundated with so much information, and I just really want to get the basics all down. So we hear about SPF. Is there a certain strength that's not enough or then too much?
Yeah, so minimum you'd want to wear a 15. Dermatologists always recommend wearing 30 or greater than 30. You know, you don't really want to go higher than 50. You can. There are hundreds out there, but they're mostly chemical-based sunscreens, and I usually don't recommend those. I'm allergic to most of the chemical sunscreens. I have very sensitive skin. So I always tell my patients to go for a zinc-based or mineral-based sunscreen. I like to wear an SPF 50, and I use the baby ones because I have sensitive skin. But whatever sunscreen that you're going to put on is great. You know, get the one you're going to use. Don't spend a lot of money on them. And you want to reapply them, you know, every 2 hours or after you go in the water or if you're sweating.
So zinc or mineral-based? So yeah, the reapplication is really the key. My daughter is away with a friend, and they went to the beach, and she said, I put sunscreen all over, went in the water, and then she was like, I totally forgot to put it on again, and she burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, unfortunately that happens. You know, we don't really use the terms waterproof. It's more like resistant, so you do kind of have to reapply them.
So reapply, that is the key, zinc or mineral-based SPF 15, 30, 50, got it. Okay, so now I want to talk to you about getting checked for a skin cancer. So I'm 100% Italian. I am covered in what my family always called beauty marks, right? So all over, on the back, on the front, on the legs, on the arms, everywhere. Yeah. What am I looking for, or is my doctor looking for, and should I get those checked every year?
So it depends. So there are nevi, or moles, which are made of melanocytes, and then you have seborrheic keratoses, which I think is what you're speaking about. Those are benign wart-like growths that tend to come with age, and they have a waxy kind of stuck-on looking appearance to them. They're usually benign. Sometimes they can itch, and sometimes we treat them in office if they're symptomatic. But what you really want to look out for is the ABCDEs of melanoma. So anything with asymmetry, an unusual border, more than one color, diameter bigger than a pencil eraser, or anything evolving, changing over time, anything that has symptoms too. So if it's itching or if it's bleeding, you'll definitely want to let your primary care doc know about it so they can make the referral to dermatology. Unfortunately, it's challenging to get to see a dermatologist these days.
Yeah, why is that?
You know, there's just such a high demand, and, you know, patients are seeking out more care, thankfully, you know, for skin checks. We call sometimes the worried well, but there's just huge lines to get in, and my service line tries to help at least get some of the suspicious lesions biopsied and off the street so they can be treated quickly and appropriately.
That sounds really good, because, you know, I always worry about that stuff. Again, you know, I don't know if it's, they're not like, I wouldn't call them moles, like they're not raised, but, you know, I think that when I go for my physical every year, I'm thinking, okay, can you just check the back? Because obviously I can't see back there.
Sure. Yeah. It's a great idea to have a nice big photo of your back and then to take a close-up photo with a ruler of any lesions of concern. And then keep that in your phone, you know, maybe generate a little note, you know, call it my skin or our skin. Great to do with a significant other, you know, watch each other's backs, butts, and bottoms of feet where you can't really see.
Oh, we just went to a very weird place. Thank you. But it actually, it is your health. And skin cancer, I have heard hairdressers discover it on people because it does affect your scalp. That's what the sun is hitting first.
Yeah. So if you have a part in the same spot, you know, you'll want to make sure you're putting sunscreen on the part or at least wearing a UPF rated hat. So UPF rated clothing is great. You know, I wear sun shirts all the time. They cover from your neck to your wrist, and it's like wearing SPF 50. I mean, they're amazing. They're lightweight. They're breathable, and they're inexpensive if you go for like a store brand at a big box retailer.
Okay, what did you call it? UPF,
so sun shirts, UPF rated clothing, universal protection factor.
I didn't know what that stood for. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's great. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of smearing sunscreen all over my body. So when I go to the beach, you know, you can spot me from a mile away. I have a big wide brim hat on. I have sunglasses on. Yeah. You definitely want to protect your eyes. You know, you don't want to get cataracts. I have a sun shirt on that covers from the neck to the wrists, and usually I'll have like some type of sarong or something on. My nephews are mortified when I go to the beach with them.
That's
like,
fantastic.
Uncle Dino, you have to go down that way. Sorry.
I love that. So yeah, cover up at the beach. I always hit, you know, the big hat under the umbrella because I just don't like the feel of baking. And I do remember back in the day, again, at Clinton Beach, my grandfather would sit there with his legs out, and one year he cooked. He just cooked, and it almost looked like third-degree burns. I mean, that is a possibility, correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get severe sunburns. It happened when I was on spring break to one of my friends. You know, spring break, you know, consuming a little bit of alcohol on the beach, and, you know, he's very pale, skin type 1, you know, Irish.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Fred, you should really put on some sunscreen. You're looking pretty pink. And he put it on, but slapped it on haphazardly. And by the end of the day, he looked like a piece of fruit striped gum.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. But then his feet blistered. I mean, it was awful. He had to go and get it drained, get antibiotics.
Oh, my God.
He missed a couple of days because of that severe sunburn.
Yeah, you've got to be careful out there. And my daughter's always like, if I put it on, I won't tan. That's not true, correct?
So you can still get some UV through the SPF. So if you're wearing a 15, you'll get a little bit more and you may get some color. 30 tends to be better, and that's what minimum that I usually recommend. And I like to wear 50 myself.
Yeah, I'm on board with you. I like the 50. Thank you. Dr. Jean George, Medical Director, Cutaneous Oncology for Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute. Have a safe summer, please. And thanks for joining us on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thanks for having me.